This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Well, the weather is rapidly changing, and you homeowners can fully expect the seasonal incursion of insects in your dwellings as they migrate in from the landscape. We'll take that up, among other things, right here with horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of K-State Research and Extension, back by our way. Insects will be soon seeking refuge, if they haven't already, Raymond, indoors, in homes in particular. You advise homeowners every year around this time to be watchful for certain bugs. What might be active here?
There's a number of insects that we call nuisance pests, Eric. One of them is the Asian ladybird beetle, and it is invasive. It's from China, and this is the time of year you'll see it on the south side of a building, especially if it's colored white, and they'll sun themselves, and then they'll eventually move into homes. And many people are familiar with these ladybird beetles congregating in the corners of windowsills in mass numbers and just kind of sitting there for most of the winter time. They're not transmitting a disease. They will bite you, but they're going to a resting phase during this time of year. It's easy to vacuum them up and then put them outside, but that's one of the common ones we experience, along with crickets, box elder bugs, earwigs, centipede, millipedes. Many of these arthropods that are trying to escape the cold weather. However, once they're inside, the humidity is so low, they tend to basically dry up and die.
And if one is really concerned about these, they can take some precautions here to exclude them from the indoors. That's not always 100% achievable, but doing what one can help.
Yeah, depending on the age of your house, we recommend caulking cracks and crevices, using door sweeps. But these insects, if they're going to come in, they're going to find an opening. You can alleviate or mitigate the number that are coming in by, again, caulking cracks and crevices, door sweeps. But if you have an old house that has a lot of these, they're going to find a way to get in.
Once more, though, the internal humidity will largely take care of those, so you need not worry about them for very long anyway.
Right. Most of those are not going to harm people. Even the spiders that come in, the wolf spiders and those type, they're not going to be harmful to people at all. Yeah. So best thing is sweep them out, vacuum up, and put them back outside.
As a general consideration on cultural control of insects, you promote at this time of the year as well, Raymond, sanitation. Gardening areas would be one place for sure, and elsewhere, anywhere you want to minimize insect infestations.
That is correct, Eric. Sanitation is critical. That is let's take the vegetable garden, is removing all residues of squash and cucumber, because those are areas where the squash bug overwinters. So removing it, putting it into a compost bin or refuge area is way to go. Even in the landscape, raking up leaves that have fallen, there's a number of insects and even mites that could possibly overwinter in some of that debris. So sanitation is the first line of defense in dealing with many, many insects or mite pests that will be problematic in the spring and summer and late early fall.
And there may be obvious places where sanitation will help. There may be some places out there in the home landscape, in the gardening areas, that it's not so apparent. So you'd urge homeowners and gardeners to do a thorough once over to see where insects might be harboring.
Yes, especially if they know what insects they had during the growing season. If they had, for example, striped cucumber beetle or spotted cucumber beetle or squash bug, you know, you want to remove all that debris, because for squash bug, that's one of the areas they overwinter. And then it's not quite sanitation, but in the late winter, early part of next year, do a rototilling. That'll kill many of the overwintering pupae in the soil, or bring them up to the surface where some vertebrates will eat them. So that'll help alleviate the potential for infestations next year, Eric.
Raymond, thanks. As always, we'll talk again soon.
Always enjoy it, Eric. Looking forward to my next visit.
Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.